Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
To God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is alive. Say good news. Jesus never said goodbye. Jesus never said goodbye. Jesus is alive. Good news. He is present in our midst. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This will take us to the message, goodness. And let's quickly look at the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ in that book of Matthew 28 and below 19 and 20. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That is the message for you. 20. He said, "Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. I'm with you." Let someone say good news. Is that not a good news? They say, "I'm with you always. Even though you walk through the shadow of death," he say, "I'm with you." What situation are you in? Are you a Christian? He say, "I'm with you." That is good news. Today, I have good news for you. No one that influences the thinking of human being ever said this. No Old Testament prophets, not Moses, not Isaac, ever said this. Only one man, one human being, Jesus of Nazareth, said, "I will be with you always to the end of the earth." Jesus is alive. Whisper to your neighbor, "Jesus lives. He never said goodbye."
He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory.
Listen to that. After all his pain and fatigues, his life was whole in him and nature strong. But Christ, before he expired, that is the body, he spoke like a man in his full strength. He spoke like a man in his full strength to show that his life was not forced from him, but was freely delivered by him into his Father's hand as his own act and deed. Before he died, he spoke like a man in his full strength. The voice of dying men is one of the first things that fail. But the case of Jesus is opposite. Tell your neighbor, the voice of dying men is one of the first things that fails. When you are beating man, and the man is about to die, the voice comes. But the case of Jesus, Hallelujah. Let's quickly look at how this word speaks to us today. Let's go to the book of Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all ways. When I say I will keep you in all ways, this means both good times and hard times. It's written here. It says, to keep you in all ways. When I say I will keep you in all ways, mean both good and hard times alike, I will be with you. He watches over you day and night. Day, good, night, hard time. So what are we talking about? God-fearing people sometimes suffer some troubles. Could be hardship, could be sickness, could be poverty, could be this. That you are a Christian does not mean you cannot encounter trouble. That you are a pastor does not mean you cannot encounter trial. Let me take you back to the last verse, the same book of Matthew. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When God pours his Spirit upon us, whatever situation you are in, whatever situation you encounter, when the Spirit of God is upon you, will only strengthen your desire and your determination. How can one be a Christian without Holy Spirit? We cannot convert, Holy Spirit converts. We preach, Holy Spirit affects it. We tell you, go this way, Holy Spirit lead you. We show you the way. We cannot force you all over the world today. If you want to force one to become a Christian, he can only just become that Christian at the moment you are forcing him. But that kind of Christian life cannot stand the test of time. Be a Christian. Be a Christian. You must be a Christian. What you are doing is not good. You can force one, but that kind of force cannot stand the test of time. You want to convert him. It's God that converts. When the Holy Spirit is poured upon you, whatever situation you encounter, will only strengthen your desire and your determination. I'm taking you back again to the book of Psalm. It says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. This means God does not promise to keep us away from trouble, but he promised to see us through. What is your trouble? Ask the Lord, what situation are you in? Jesus is alive. What situation are you in? Jesus lives. He never said goodbye. Thank you. You listen to that? I want you to open your lips. Because Jesus lives, every mountain for your sake shall be leveled. Yeah. Open your lips and begin to voice this. Because Jesus lives, he never said goodbye. Every mountain for my sake shall be leveled. Open your lips, open your lips. In Jesus' name we pray. The he for your sake will become plain. What is your mountain? What is your difficulty? Jesus lives. He never said goodbye. Ask him to give you enough grace to resist the temptation that will hinder you from coming to him. You know, temptation, your burden, your mountain. Remember, no one that influenced the thinking of human being ever said this: I will be with you always to the end of the earth. Only Jesus of Nazareth said this. Old Testament prophets, not Isaac, not Moses, ever said this. This shows that Jesus lives. He never said goodbye. Jesus will be with you through a horrible Good Friday. What is your own Good Friday? He is alive and is present in our midst. Open your lips right now. Begin to ask him for the grace. What is your Good Friday? Ask him to give you the grace. Ask him grace to face each temptation that will hinder you from coming to him. Open your lips. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let someone say good news.
Good news.
That is good news. Only Jesus of Nazareth said this: I will be with you always. Always mean whether good or bad. When the goings are good, when the goings are tough, I will be with you. Jesus lives and he never said goodbye.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message from my friend for you. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said it, so I know it's true. Look and leave, look and leave. My brother, leave. Look to Jesus now and leave. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message from my friend. For it is recorded in his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to that. In your silent thoughts, may the Lord make his peace in your going out and in your coming in. Bow down your head and meditate. May the Lord give me his peace in my coming in and in my going out. In Jesus Christ's name. Because he lives,
I confess tomorrow.
that you choose to serve God in truth and faith does not mean you will not encounter some trouble. What is your situation? It will be too soon to murmur without finding out what God says about it. That your situation may be to preserve you for redemption. Your situation may be to keep you for a new level in life. What is your situation? Your situation could be sickness, could be hardship, could be setback. That's your situation as a Christian, maybe to strengthen your desire for God. Your situation may be to reform you, because you are going too far, you need to be reformed. And what can reform you? Is it pleasure? No, it's not pleasure. It may be to reform you for a better position in Christ. There are many drunkards in the past, in our midst here. It was when you got to the doctor tested you that, hey, you are too close to the dead, because alcohol and whatever you are taking are eating your intestine. It's like you are about to die. Now you say Jesus is Lord. The situation actually led you to accept Jesus. He said, I will command my angels concern you to guide you in all ways. Take note of in all ways, that is day and night. That is when the goings are good and when the goings are tough. I will command my angels consigning you to guide you in all ways. Let someone say, in all ways. Trouble may befall, but yet there is no real evil in it. Your sickness is not like others. The headache you are having is different from others. Their own unto death, your own to the glory of God. Can you see the reason why we should not compare ourselves to others? Because you know where you belong. Tell your neighbor, I know where I belong. Where? I'm a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus will be with you through a terrible Good Friday that you may go through. He swears, why? I will not leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always to the end of the earth. Let someone say good news.
Good news.
Tell your neighbor good news.
Good news.
That you choose to serve me in truth and faith does not mean you will not encounter some trouble. When they come, stay true to him. Tell your neighbor. I mean, when this trouble comes, stay true to him. Because he watches over you day and night. No matter the trouble, God is who he says he is. He can do what he says he can do. He has what he says he has.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why must a shadow come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for my heavenly home? When Jesus is
Worship him.
I sing because I'm free. His eyes are on the sparrow. And I know he cares for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many of us, we don't know. You just think Jesus was crucified. And you say, Father.
No.
Take note of this. From Genesis to Revelation, no human being on earth that influenced the thinking of human being ever said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you always to the end of the earth. That you choose to serve him in truth. Are you a pastor, born again, or Christian, or whatever, bishop, or whatever? You know, I'm with God, nothing. Or a message, they just keep it to themselves. They say, no, nothing. Whereas he's dying. Because my pastor said, as a Christian, we should not seek. And if you are sick, it's as a result of your sin. Oh, well, see, I'm not committing any sin and I'm sick. So I should not let people know because they will think as a result of my sin.
No.
That you choose to serve him in truth and faith does not mean you will not encounter some trouble. Sickness may test you, but cannot destroy you. Tell your neighbor. Say, sickness may test me, but cannot destroy me. Poverty may test me, but cannot destroy me. Affliction may test me, but cannot destroy me. You know what I mean by test? That is, whatever it is, my way to the comfort, my way to the breakthrough, it can only just test me. But God is still saying something. He may be saying, hey, TB Joshua, you need to be preserved. TB Joshua, I need to keep you for a new level. TB Joshua, I need to stop you awise in order to strengthen your desire. TB Joshua, I need to stop you awise in order to prepare you for the challenges. God-fearing people, that you are born again or a Christian pastor, that does not mean you cannot encounter trial. God-fearing people sometimes suffers trials. The word of the Lord is not, I will save them, but I will see them through. The word of the Lord is not, I will save them from all troubles, but I will see them through. Nothing that is outside God's control can happen to them. You want to lift up your voice? Ask God enough grace to face each trial, to overcome. Prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lift up your voice with faith in your heart. Lord Jesus, thou power of deliverance, fall upon you. Prayer. Thou power of deliverance, whatever spirit that is not of Jesus, thou power of deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Whatever spirit that is not of Jesus, right now begin to lose their chain in your business. Lose their chain in your life. Lose their chain in your career. Lose their chain. Open your lips. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He raised me up. Thousands of people want to change, but they don't know how to go about it. How many? Your warm, your smile can solve problems. Whatever gift you have, that is what God will use to help others. You have a role to play for that peace to come. Ask God to give you His eyes to see those who need you most. After that prayer, the Spirit of God will speak to your heart. You may decide to have NGO, a foundation for the physically challenged, fatherless. Look for somebody, give them scholarship. Train them, be the father of fatherless. Benefactor to the needy, husband to the widow. Care for them, pray with them and pray for them. This is what we need. It's not all about in Jesus' name, amen, and you lead the whole thing. Jesus has no mouth but our mouth to speak how He died. He has no hand but our hands to help others. So what are you doing? How many people have you given scholarship? Or how many people do you have in your record? You are given support every day, all the time. No matter how little you have, or no matter how small, you can still cheer out of it with others. Because what Jesus demands from us, what our life depends on, give what your life depends on. What you cherish most. Don't just open your wardrobe or your store and begin to give those things you do not need. Wear out, tires, shoes. We are very good in giving what we do not need. When you see giving as an assignment from God, when you want to give it, you say, thank you for accepting it. Tell your neighbor, see giving as an assignment from God. Tell your neighbor once again, when you see giving as an assignment from God, you will not all the time give what you do not need. We give what we do not need because we don't see that giving as an assignment from God. It's an assignment from God. Whatever you give, your life is a solution to someone in trouble. Find them. Father, enter their soul. Make their heart ready in the name of Jesus Christ. Power of resurrection. Begin to flow. Begin to flow. Because you have risen. Whatever situation you are in, Father Lord Jesus, testimony. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My name is Yvonne Chaka Chaka from South Africa.
It'll never lose its power. It'll never lose its power. One day it reached the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the wonderful blood that gives. gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, the wonderful blood that gives me strength from day. I don't bother nobody. I try to treat everybody the same. But every time I turn my back, they scandalize my name. Oh, master, you don't have to move the mountain. Just give me the strength to climb.
Time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoen.org, or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoen.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
Make God's word the standard for your life. 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 Possess the word and store it in your heart. The word is true and it gave it life. He reigns in majesty.
Emmanuel.